Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, congratulations. You made it through another hot day in Southern Arizona. And when things get hot, it is time to cool down. And we are getting our cool on this live broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the Garden Bistro on the majestic grounds of the Tohono O'Chul Park near the intersections of Ina and Oracle Roads, having a great time. It is hotter than hot. And we are just surrounded by some great chilled cocktails, some wonderful seasonal foods that is just jumping off the plate here. We're going to be talking about everything that the Garden Bistro has in store for you, and all that the property has in store for you at an upcoming pollinator party that's happening this coming Friday. And Michelle Armstrong from Tohono O'Chul Park, she's going to be on with us a little bit later on in the show, talking about what pollen means for our palates on this live broadcast from the Garden Bistro. Enjoy everything that this wonderful property has for you. Thank you for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock right here on 104.1 KQTH. Now, as we decide who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be, each and every week, you know, fellow foodies, we take this decision very, very seriously. But there's a woman who is on this show who is all about cool. She's all about hip. She's all about energy, all about vibe. She is from one of the hot food blogs that has graced Southern Arizona called Circle of Food. She is my good friend Karen Zolden is here. Karen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I could not, we couldn't do a show about the vibrancy and the color of Southern Arizona when it comes to the flora and fauna without having you on, partly because I think this is the first time that I've seen you with purple hair.
This is the first time I've had purple hair.
What's going on?
Well, as you know, I'm a greyhound adopter.
Yes.
And about 6 years ago, I said to my fellow greyhound adopters, if greyhound racing ever ended in Tucson,
I
would dye my hair purple.
Yeah.
And they have reminded me. And greyhound racing ends next Saturday, June 25th. And so I had to dye my hair purple. And actually, I think it's quite flattering on me, don't you think?
Well, I was going to say, what a lovely coincidence, because you matched your libation with the color of your hair. It was like a prickly pear lemonade. It looks like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be talking with you in a couple minutes about some events that you have coming up that you want our listeners to know about. But as you scan the landscape of the food and beverage community, what kind of things are getting your attention these days? What kind of things are you writing about? What has found favor on the palate of Karen Zolden these days?
Well, these days, I'm happy to go into any restaurant that has good air conditioning.
And well, all right, there we go. There's one.
Yeah.
Last one off the list here at the Garden Bistro.
Yeah,
it's lovely in here.
I love the, it's really breezy in here. And I'm looking for lighter foods, some really good salads, some grilled fish, just fresh melon. Tastes of summer, tastes of the desert. That's what I'm looking for.
Right on. You know, I love when chefs sort of change the menus from season to season. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, start crying and complaining about summer in Tucson. I love summer in Tucson. I just love the season because I love, like you said, the lighter flavors at the center of the plate, the lighter ingredients. And the locally sourced ingredients that I think so many chefs really celebrate and appreciate, really plating them up here. And actually, we're going to be talking with a chef, J.P. Pratt, just about that here at the Garden Bistro. But what about on the cocktail side? On the libation side, are you moving to sort of lighter spirits, the wine spectrum? What does that look like to you, Karen?
For some reason, I lose my taste for red wine in the summer. Mm. It's just like too heavy. Mm-hmm. I like a cocktail with ice cubes. And driving over here, I was thinking of the perfect cocktail, and I don't know who has it, but I would like to see like a snow cone. With alcohol.
A snow cone with alcohol.
Does anybody have that?
There are a lot of people here nodding in affirmation that if there is not a snow cone with alcohol, we're going to get busy doing a snow cone with alcohol.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I think you might be onto something, Karen Zolden.
Right.
Karen Zolden with Circle of Food. We want to remind all of our listeners, go to circleoffood.com. Find out what Karen thinks is making food news these days, both on the culinary and the cocktail side. But you are very active in the community yourself outside of the food and beverage scene, and you've got some events coming up here that I think all of our listeners should really know about.
Thank you. Yes, well, as I said before, Greyhound Racing ends next Saturday, and we're having two fundraisers for Southern Arizona Greyhound Adoption. The first one is presented by Beating Divas to the Rescue, and we're a group of creative women. We make bracelets from one-of-a-kind bracelets from donated beads, and part of the party is it's called Good Things Come in Threes. One of the threes is that we just raised $150,000.
Wow.
By selling one $20 bracelet at a time.
150 grand.
Yeah.
Huge.
And every month we pick a different animal charity.
Great.
So we're celebrating that. We're asking people to bring beads. And when they bring beads, they can enter the name of an animal charity. And at the end of the event, which is from 4 to 7 p.m., we will pick our next fundraising group. And then we're also celebrating Greyhounds crossing the final finish line. The Shelter Cocktail Lounge is donating $1 for every Greyhound or Salty Dog cocktail. Mm. We're going to have celebrity bartenders who will be donating their tips. We'll have bracelets for sale, and we'll have raffle prizes. And, of course, Greyhounds. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, what's the date of the event, Karen?
The date is a week from today, June 25th, from 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay, and it's going to be right there at the Shelter.
The Shelter Cocktail Lounge.
Fantastic. You know, of course, this really has been a community initiative, a community project. And I love when the food and beverage community comes together to support these kinds of things. So is there somewhere people can go online to find out a little bit more information about the events? And specifically how they can, you know, if they need to get tickets in advance.
No tickets.
Great. Make
no,
it easy.
No cover.
Yep.
21 over.
There it is.
Go to BeatingDivasBracelets.com.
BeatingDivasBracelets.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready for the community to respond to that invitation?
I am. Oh, and some of the Beating Divas are going to be wearing tiaras. So if you want to be part of that culture, wear a tiara.
Okay, I love it. Now, a tiara would actually look beautiful on that purple hair of yours, Karen.
Oh, that.
Now, you dyed your hair purple in a commemoration of this big event here in Southern Arizona. Now, are you going to let that sort of naturally disappear to restore your natural color, or are you going to keep this on as kind of the new brand for Karen Zolden?
We'll see. It'll probably fade. I think it'll fade, but my enthusiasm will go on.
Yeah, well, you know, your enthusiasm is unstoppable. Anyway, thank you for everything you do. Is there one or two things that you've written about at Circle of Food that you think our listeners should know about?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you know what? The easiest way to do that is to go to circleoffood.com. Again, you are one of us who has their palate on the pulse of the local cocktail and culinary scene, and it's always so much fun catching up with you. And stay around. We're going to be partying all hour here at the Garden Bistro.
All right.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our good friend John Justice. Yes, from the John Justice Show. He's going to be talking about all the information that you need to take advantage of Iron Chef Tucson, which is the Super Bowl in the Tucson food community. You don't want to miss one delicious bite here on the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of deliciousness here at the Garden Bistro at the Tohono O'Toole Park. We are just 6 days away from the Pollinator Party. Yes, pollen has a place on your palate, and you can discover everything that that means and everything that's about at the Pollinator Party coming up on Friday. Again, Michelle Armstrong from Tohono O'Toole Park. She's going to be on with us a little bit later on in the show to give you everything you ever wanted to know about what pollen means for your palate. But our next guest is a guy who's going to give you everything you need to know about one of the biggest events in the entire culinary stratosphere. It is Super Bowl for foodies. We're talking about Iron Chef, and my favorite Iron radio broadcaster is none other than John Justice. How are you, sir?
Matt, seriously, how am I supposed to keep up with your enthusiasm? I mean, I thought that I exuded energy, but dude, I can't. I'm doing fantastic, man. Thanks for having me on your show today. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I get the privilege of talking to you on your show every Friday for What's Eating Tucson. And as I said last Friday, this is a milestone in my broadcast career to actually have you come on the show. John Justice, again, heard every weekday on 104.1 KQTH starting at the lovely hour of what, 6 a.m., John?
6 a.m., sir. And I got to tell you, Matt, I mentioned this one of the first times we had you on my show, and that is, I really do love your show. And the reason why I love your show is not because I'm really much of a foodie. I mean, based off my gut, I love food. But because you have so much passion in what you do. And there's a certain part of me that's actually jealous because you're able to zero in every single week and spend time talking about that which you love. And it brings a lot to the listener, man. You got a great show.
I don't even know what to say. I'm blushing, John Justice. In fact, I'm turning the color of Karen Zolden's prickly pear lemonade that's right here in front of me. But anyway, as people that love great food, John Justice, you and I are very much looking forward to this annual event, that is happening, next weekend. It's the Iron Chef Tucson competition. Now, before we talk about the competition, you and your team have sort of put together a great kind of day-long program that is like, a sandbox for people who love great food and beverage called the Culinary Experience. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, this is really cool. I've been with the station now for 9 years, and the Stella Artois Iron Chef Tucson competition, it's been just amazing to watch this thing grow every year. And this more recent, in the past couple of years, this Culinary Experience taking place next Sunday, the 26th, West in La Paloma, starts at 11 o'clock, goes until 5, leading into the Iron Chef competition. But really what it is not only do you get a chance to talk to a lot of experts as it relates to food, wine, and beer. I know you're going to be holding some classes there. You can go see some really unique one-on-one seminars. But the highlight, apart from that, is you get to sample some of the most amazing food from throughout all of Southern Arizona. And it really is just truly a wonderful experience to bring your spouse, your family, and come on down and just sample a bunch of fantastic food from people like yourself, Matt, that just love to cook. And it's a great time for them to go and showcase what they do and their passion in food, wine, beer, and beverage.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole atmosphere up there, because it really is giving guests the opportunity to get interactive with some of the great chefs of Southern Arizona. These demos, I mean, you can really take a part of that. You can do, basically walk around and do the tastings of some of the great restaurants in town and learn from some of these educators that really have a heart and a passion, like you said, for food and beverage. I just love the interactivity that comes along with this culinary experience.
Yeah, and with that, not only do you have all the food, you've got, the cooking demos as well. You've got also kitchen gadgets, food products, dining, barbecue grills have been a topic been quite the topic for the two of us the past few
right.
weeks. you know, cookware, beverages. I mean, look, everything as it relates to food. And I want everybody to know, too, that the culinary experience, it really is for everybody. I mean, whether or not you're a foodie and this is something that you really follow and pay attention to, or whether or not you're just an average Joe, you know, like me, who's just now figured out that you need to have some red in your steaks and not have them the same color all the way through. It really does have something for everybody. And, you know, I've talked to people before, they go, well, you know, the whole, you know, fancy schmancy cooking thing, it's not really my thing. I said, no, you don't get it. You need to come out because these people really want to showcase everything, you know, from, again, the expert to the novice.
Exactly. Now, 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock again on a Sunday, June the 26th. The culinary experience is happening, but then the pièce de résistance for the foodies, the Iron Chef competition is happening right after that. We've got two of the great chefs, I think, frankly, in all the galaxy who are going up against each other. Talk a little bit about this competition, John.
Well, you know what's really cool about it? You got these competitors facing off in this serious culinary battle. Before a panel of three judges, they'll be sampling their dishes to determine who's going to be crowned this year's 2016 a winner. You have last year's 2015 Iron Chef Tucson winner, Danny Perez, the yes. executive chef over at the JW Marriott. And you know what's really neat about this is that we've continued this tradition of Iron Chef, you know, long after, you know, born from when the TV show was at its height of popularity, you know, with the secret ingredient, which is the same thing that we do for this event. But now we continue this every single year. And there's a reason why that show was so popular. And it's amazing to me that we've been able to continue this tradition and really carry on what made the show so popular. And it's an opportunity for people to come down and see something that a lot of people never had a chance to really see that happen live. They just watched it on TV. And it really is a unique and exciting experience.
And so Danny Perez is going to be working very hard to defend his belt again. Who's he going up against, John?
You know what? I don't have the name in front of me. Can you help me out here and bail me out here, Matt Russell?
Yeah, Javier from Casino del Sol, I believe, is a guy who's going up against Danny. I actually think they used to work together, so there's a little brotherhood going on. But again, the Iron Chef competition is all happening again Sunday, June the 26th. The culinary experience from 11 to 5, and then shortly thereafter, the Iron Chef competition, the best of the best. How can people get tickets to this world-class event, John?
Well, you know what? We're just going to send them right on over to 1041kqth.com to get all of the information. All the details are available there on the website where you can go and get tickets. They are still available. If you can't make it out again to the Stella Artois Iron Chef Tucson competition itself, you know, take this opportunity, you know, load up in the car. The Westin La Paloma, as you know, anybody that's been there, just a spectacular resort. And, you know, we're expecting these record temps. You guys holding up okay today?
We are indeed. Anyway, Iron Chef is happening next Sunday. John Justice from the John Justice Show, again, heard every weekday on 1041 KQTH starting at 6 a.m. It is a daily part of my diet, and I thank you for doing everything you can to keep your audience informed about the issues that really matter in this community, and I'm honored to call you a friend, John.
Hey, you know, and me too as well. Anytime you want to have me on, I have me on, and I can share you my my melted cheese barbecue sauce on Ritz cracker recipe. I'm more than happy.
John Justice, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the chef is in the house. The Honorable J.P. Pratt of the Garden Bistro at Tohono Jewel Park is going to be talking about his perspectives of the culinary arts right here at the center of the plate on this live broadcast from the Garden Bistro. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Karen Zolden, our celebrity co-host, broadcasting live from the Garden Bistro. Karen, how you hanging in there? Always so much fun, right?
Yeah. And it's very cool in here.
Well, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave the Garden Bistro.
Right.
And every time we come out here, I say the same thing. You know why? Because J.P. Pratt is in the house. The executive chef of the Garden Bistro, our culinary brother-in-arms. J.P., what's going on, man?
Not much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Love being out here. You know, and I want to make sure that our listeners understand, Chef. You know, people come out, the world-class gardens, world-class galleries. The whole space out here, I think, is a manifestation of the imagination that is Southern Arizona. But the Garden Bistro, I think, is so much a part of why people come out here, because the food is so spectacular.
Yeah, it sure is, you know, and we try to do something creative and different every time we get a chance. So
how would you describe the restaurant here at the Garden Bistro for any of our listeners who have never had the opportunity to come out?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, it's mostly Southwest. We do have like a chili relleno. We do tacos. Quesadilla is a really big seller. And then we get to do our lunch inserts and breakfast inserts that let us play around and try new things. So it's a little bit of everything.
And talk a little bit about your journey. How did you ultimately ascend to the pinnacle of your career at the Garden Bistro here, Chef?
Oh, man. Where do I begin? Should I go forward or backward, you know? Well, it all started, you know, I was in high school and I decided to take the cooking class just for fun, you know. 4 years later, graduated, stuck with it. Started doing little jobs here and there. I used to be down at a little barbecue place down the street and then went up to Dove Mountain. Became a sous chef there and then...
Path there.
Yeah, it went pretty quick. Then ended up at Hotel Congress, which was a great experience.
Yay.
A couple years there.
We loved the cup
yeah,
down
I
there.
Yeah, I loved it. Yep. Then Buddy gave me an opportunity to come here, so I came here, became the sous chef, and then I got the opportunity to become the executive chef, and a year later, here we are.
Love it. And you guys are doing kind of like a breakfast, lunch thing here. I know you're not really open dinner late nights, but talk about your hours here.
Yeah, the hours here, we're open from 8 till 5. We do breakfast, lunch, and then on Sundays we do a brunch, so it's a combination of both.
And the patio. I mean, talk a little bit about the patio. I mean, man. You can literally have breakfast with hummingbirds, right,
yeah,
Chef?
Yeah, that's what makes this place so special and unique, man. It's a garden. It's a little diamond in the middle of the desert, you know? Little oasis. It's 2-3 different patios going on. We got a water fountain out front. Most of the seating is outside, so that's really unique, and it's a beautiful view. And
you don't
great.
Know you don't know that you're steps away from the busiest intersection, Ina and
right?
Oracle. You can't even get that your head around
yeah.
that.
I
mean,
know.
Like you said, it's like this oasis experience.
Yeah, we sit on this giant, huge property, and the Garden Bistro is just a little heart in the middle of it. And you come here, and you don't even know that you're in the city, or like you said, right down the street from a busy intersection.
And you get to come to the Tohono O'Toole Park every day and call
yeah.
it work for
yeah,
crying out loud.
I sure do.
How does he get away with that, Karen?
Yeah, I bring all my out of town visitors here.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, you know, take a look at your menu. You know, like you said, almost like your own journey, you've seen a little bit of everything on
mm-hmm.
your pathway. There's a little bit of everything on this menu here. Is there one dish, though, that you think kind of uniquely represents the spirit of J.P. Pratt, the spirit of what the Garden Bistro is all about? Is there one show-stopping item that you know that if you ever took it off the menu, there would be like protests outside? The hummingbirds would revolt.
No, man. I mean, it's all pretty well-liked, you know. Everybody likes a little bit of everything that's on the menu. So, you know, we have salmon burgers to chili rellenos to the new rocketed melon salad, It's in our lunch insert, which you guys are going to taste here in a little bit.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's the one people have been talking to us about.
Oh, yeah. It's like I said, it's the lunch insert we put on here. Try to keep it nice and light for this hot heat that we've been having this summer. So.
Now, we're going to be talking with Michelle again a little bit later on in the show about this pollinator party. We're going to be talking about something about molecular gastronomy.
Yes.
Now, I can barely even say that, let alone understand what it means. Talk a little bit about molecular gastronomy.
It's definitely, it's in the easiest way, it's taking food and changing it into something different. What I've done is taken honey and made it into caviar. So think of like
wow.
a gusher.
Oh, my God.
So you take honey and you mix it with these awesome, crazy chemicals. And then you put it into a bath, and it cures the outside, so to speak. So when you pull it out and you pop it, it just gushes all over.
It just cascades.
Yeah. It's really unique and very different.
You're going to be doing demonstrations of that scientific experiment at the Pollinator Party
next
Friday?
We will be doing something similar to that at the Pollinator Party. We'll be doing glass, edible glass kind of thing. That's going to be done by our executive chef, Mike Montesano, of the Mobile Bistro.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and the Edge Catering Company. So that's going to be really cool. Everybody can come out and see it, and we're actually going to sell honey gelato with the glass shards on top of it.
Of course you
are. That's right.
We have just a few more seconds before we have to do a news break, but if you are down to one item in the Pratt refrigerator at home, you can only have one thing in the fridge. What's that going to be, Chef?
Man. I don't know. Cheese, probably.
Cheese!
I love cheese.
A cheesehead.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true cheesehead. Anyway, Chef J.P. Pratt here from the Garden Bistro, thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. You got a busy night ahead of you.
I sure do.
So anyway, great to see you again, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thank you.
We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the honored guest of the hour, Michelle Armstrong from Tohono Chul Park, is right around the other side. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. We're coming right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The heat is on in southern Arizona, and I ask you, is your grill ready for a busy barbecue season? Mine wasn't until I called Tucson Grill Cleaning, your go-to company for all things barbecue. Not only do they clean even the grossest of grills with an exclusive purification treatment that will breathe new life into your beloved barbecue, they also do grill installations and repairs, sell unique grill accessories, and give great advice. Don't you deserve a well-functioning appliance free of the nastiness that no grill should be subject to? Call the award-winning Tucson Grill Cleaning today for a clean grill of health at 245-7967. That's 245-7967. Or simply book your appointment online at TucsonGrillCleaning.com.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. It's Matt Russell, and we're broadcasting live from the Garden Bistro at the Tohono Chul Park here with my celebrity co-host with purple hair from the Circle of Food blog, circleoffood.com. Our friend Karen Zolden is having a blast with us today.
I am.
I mean, here we are keeping cool when it's 139 degrees outside. You and I love Prep and Pastry, Karen.
Oh, we do.
One of our favorite restaurants, and we're so excited that Prep and Pastry is going to be opening up their second location over on Grant Road right near Zinburger. And one of our listeners has the opportunity right now to be a special guest at the special friends and family dinner that they're going to be hosting before they open to the four to give away right here, right now, to the first caller that calls in right now, 751-1041. Again, 751-1041. First person in is going to get a table for four at the Friends and Family Dinner, our Friends and Family Experience at Prep and Pastry. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Really?
I wish we were eligible.
I know. It's going to be somebody's lucky day.
I'm telling you what. Anyway, 751-1041. Someone is, in fact, going to have a very lucky day. Well, all right, we turn our conversation over now now to the wonderful world of pollen. And I'm always looking for the segue here. But there's a woman here who's going to be talking about what pollen means for your palate and everything from the wonderful world of pollendom. She is the director of marketing and communications for Tohono O'odham Park, another person who gets to come here and call it work. Michelle Armstrong, the director of marketing. How are you?
Good. It's a real hardship to come to the gardens every day.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, I mean, some of us have to go to an office, with a water cooler and drama and politics. But you get to come to the Tohono O'odham Park. Lucky you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm blessed.
Well, indeed you are. Well, anyway, this community is blessed because Tohono O'odham Park calls Southern Arizona home. And as we were talking to the chef, you've got these wonderful galleries, the wonderful gardens, the color all across the calendar year. You got some of the great events, but one of those events is coming up on Friday called the Pollinator Party. Is there enough happening in the world of pollen to celebrate an entire party around it, Michelle?
Not just for me, but it's National Pollinator Week. So you have organizations and gardens throughout the country celebrating all of the pollinators and what they do for our food economy and for our sustainability.
So talk about, help our listeners understand, what is a pollinator and what is not a pollinator?
So pollinator is a very broad term, but bats, birds, all insects, bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, those are all essentially pollinators because they go from one plant to another cross-pollinating. I know that certain things like palm trees, I think there's some place called Dateland where people hand-pollinate the date trees.
Oh, my goodness.
So even people can be pollinators in a sense.
When was the last time you pollinated, Karen? So have you pollinated lately?
I love the sheltered life.
Well, anyway, leave the pollinating to the professionals, as I say. But anyway, National Pollinator Week is coming up, and you really think this is a super fun and creative way to really celebrate what pollen can mean, both at the center of the plate as well in a cocktail. Mm-hmm. And you've got this pollinator party coming up on Friday. What are your plans?
So it came from our Adopt a Bee campaign. So we thought, wouldn't it be fun?
Now, wait a minute. Now, you don't just say that and move on. She said It came from our Adopt a Bee program. You're letting people adopt bees, Michelle?
It's phase two of the campaign. So in order to promote National Pollinator Week, we thought, wouldn't it be funny if people could essentially adopt a bee for $5, name it, and then they get to come meet their bee at a party designated for them and their support of our garden and the pollinator. So that's where it came from. And I had this idea, and I went to Doug from Edible Baja, and I said, what do you think? And he said, absolutely. So they've come on as a fantastic sponsor for us to get the word out. And beyond just being educational, we wanted to use food and beverage and humor as a vehicle to promote what we're doing and educate people about the importance of the population of bees and pollinators in general.
Okay, so I want to adopt a bee right now.
Can.
I want to do this right now on live radio. How do I do that? Do I need my driver's license? Do I need any sort of what do I need to adopt a bee?
The paperwork's really light. The adoption papers are very easy. we used Generosity, which is under the umbrella of Indiegogo. But what you do is you go to tohonochul.org/bee, and that's how you find all the information. Now, we have different levels of bees. We have a $5 bee, a $10 or $20 bee, a $55, and then the $1,000 bee. We've had no takers, which is fine.
$1,000 bee, Karen.
$1,000 bee. But they're all different types of bees that are non-honey producing bees that are in our direct community at the garden.
Okay, so tohonochul.org/bee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to adopt a bee.
Yep.
Okay, so once I adopt a bee, now I am invited to be a guest at the pollinator party on Friday.
Correct. So what we do is we send you a form once we notice that you've made the transaction, and you name the bee, and then after that we give you the digital photo of your bee with the bee's name on it, and then you get your invite to the party.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, do I get to see my bee?
And that's the
how many bees are going to be actually going to be out here for the big reunion?
Millions. You're going to have to
millions
fight them.
Millions of bees.
That's what's so humorous about this. We thought, you can't really clearly identify which bee's yours.
I will be looking for my bee, Michelle.
And they're not trained professionals, so we cannot command them to be there at a certain place at a certain time. Thank goodness for some people. But it was just kind of a fun, tongue-in-cheek way to promote. And yes, it was an inspiration from the Gary Larson "Know Your Insect."
Very cool. Cool. All right, so I'm going to adopt my bee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get all the information that I get for that. Again, the price is right. Can't beat $5 to adopt anything, let alone a bee.
Yeah.
So you come out here on Friday the 24th. Mm-hmm. What time does things get underway?
6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. And so give our listeners a sense, given what the bees sort of relationship is, mm-hmm. And this whole event was sort of built around the bee, probably going to be seeing a lot of honey out there.
Yeah, we went for some honey because, obviously, let's put it out there, honey's sexy. It's sweet and, you know, it sells things. Most of the bees that we chose for the campaign are non-honey producing bees. So, you know, how fun can burrowing, you know, holes in the ground be? But so with the honey, we're creating some cocktails. We're creating some molecular gastronomy, as JP talked about. So we're kind of just exposing people to other things. And Dos Manos Apiaries is going to be there to host a little regional tasting, honey tasting bar, so people can get a sense of how the plants are pollinated, how that affects the taste of the honey.
A honey tasting bar.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'm ready.
How sweet is that?
I'm telling you. Sticky sweet. I believe you said sexy too, Michelle.
I said sexy.
Sweet, sticky, and sexy.
It is.
Yeah.
There's the honey for you.
Yeah.
So go in, and Noel Patterson, what a hero he is.
Oh, he's so
right?
great.
Knows more about bees. I interviewed him for a story I wrote for Inside Tucson Business.
Yeah.
He said he's conservatively been stung by more than 1,000 times. But it's like, no mm-hmm. one has to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So regional honey bar. Mm-hmm. Then you're partnering with a couple of local distillers.
Correct.
That are going to be kicking out some great cocktails.
Yeah. Who better to partner with other local distilleries such as Three Wells Tequila and Whiskey Del Box. So they came in. They were super excited about the project and what we were promoting and the importance of this. So they came in, and they're going to be sampling some of their cocktails at the event. We also have Greg Corman, who does local bee nursery sculpture creations. So he'll have those on premise. You can learn how to properly build a bee habitat or bee nursery in your house, garden. So that way people can take it beyond food and beverage, but understand how the decisions they make can help the sustainability of the bee population.
So much fun. So much fun. So let's talk about those cocktails. So Whiskey Del Bac, Hamilton mm-hmm. Distillers, Mesquite Smoked Single Malt Whiskey. Can't
yeah.
call it scotch because we're Tucson, but this is some really good stuff.
Yeah. And we're also the Sonoran Gold, is it? No, Sonoran Copper from
Three Wells.
Wells.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that
prickly
is
pear,
the,
you know.
Prickly pear distilled. Now, we can't call it a whiskey because there's no grain. I was actually talking to Matt Montgomery over mm-hmm. at Three Wells about, you know, and sort of the weird and fun thing is it doesn't fall naturally into a category. So it's not a whiskey. It's not a bourbon. It's not a scotch because it's distilled from fruit. So good.
It's uncharted territory?
Exactly. What? Now, the copper is aged sort of with okay. oak staves. That's going to be gorgeous. Now, Karen was just talking about the gin that these guys just kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Made from wild juniper found on Mount Lemon.
And creosote.
And local creosote. Mm-hmm. I love where the local distilled spirits community is coming, and we're going to see more and more, I think.
Well, on the palate, no other place are you going to be able to consolidate these regional flavors.
That's exactly right. Now, what about you on your palate? Are you you a whiskey girl, Michelle?
I actually am. You I like are. the brown liquid, so I like okay. the dark rums, I like the whiskeys, I like the bourbons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, have you tried the Three Wells gin?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
So, okay, well, so you're a whiskey girl at heart.
Yeah.
What about entertainment? You know, there's going to be a lot of bees buzzing around mm-hmm, here mm-hmm. at the pollinator party, but
yeah.
you're going to have any entertainment, any music?
You know, it's amazing how hard of a request it is to say, can you learn the flight of the bumblebee and just, like, perform it at our party? It's a little bit trickier than I originally suggested.
That's right. Neon Prophet will be playing the flight of the bumblebee. No, I'm kidding.
But we do, we'll have live music there. We worked with Tucson Guitar Society throughout the year for our concert series, but we contacted them to be able to get a local guitarist to come down and just kind of vibe out and be a part of it.
Great. Now, what happens if someone ends up coming to the party, they've heard the show,
yeah.
you know, they want to get in, but they didn't adopt the bee? I mean, is there a place? Can they adopt the bee at the will call desk?
They can do that, or okay. they can give us, you know, a $5 donation. We're treating it as like their cover charge to get in. Heaven forbid, if they wanted to get in, I would just allow them to get in, because it's really a community-driven effort, and
because
we had a lot of fun.
That's your spirit.
Yeah.
Now, Karen, have you adopted your bee yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so let's just say that you're going to go adopt your bee.
I am.
What are you going to name your bee, Karen Zolden?
I don't know. I like that somebody named it Justin Bieber.
That name's taken.
Yeah. yeah. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun bee puns in the office.
Now, what about you? I'm sure you were the first to buy your bee or adopt your bee.
I have yet to buy it, but I've...
Michelle Armstrong.
I've staked my claim on a name that nobody's gotten yet, so I feel really positive.
Okay. But you're not going to
give it away.
No.
No.
Again, adopt your bee, you know, right now. Do it before this event. Again, Tohono O'Chul nationalpollinatorsfestival.org/b. All of the information, all the categories. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do. Spend a minimum of $5, and you can have your own bee. And you can actually come out and see the entire flight of the bees that are going to be right here at the Tohono O'Toole Park. Again, it's happening on Friday, the 24th, from 6 to 8 p.m. out here at Tohono O'Toole. And this community has really just responded to what you guys have built in terms of the events, your great culinary and cocktail conversations that you've inspired out here. And we just really want to make sure that all of our listeners get a chance to participate in this. Now, are you going to be having events sort of through the summer and into the fall? Or
absolutely. Coincidentally, we planned this in advance, and it just happened to be Bloom Night tonight. So
that's what I learned just a couple of hours ago.
We're doing the balancing act of that. But late July, the 29th and 30th, we host Monsoon Madness. So for any attention, all plant nerds, we bring down plant experts that are really well-known, not only in this community but nationally. And you get to see some funky, different plants and have access to things that you wouldn't normally have access to. Wow. And then we kind of cool off till October, where we do our fall concert series.
And what does that look like? I mean, are you just having like live musical performances throughout the season?
Or? Correct. So October and November, it's typically every Sunday in the early afternoon. We partner with Tucson Guitar Society, and we coordinate to have acoustic guitar, jazz. It's free for members, but if you're not a member, you can either become a member, which is a great savings, or you can just kind of ad hoc come in and do it.
Are you still doing the retail greenhouse here?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the things I love, because, you know, certainly it's this destination to sort of take it all in. You can sort of wander around the gardens and take it all in, but you actually can take some of the park home with you.
Yeah, I've unveiled a plant addiction that I didn't know existed till I worked here, and been taking plants home, but they have some...
Is there one particular plant to which you are addicted, Michelle?
All of them. No, I really like the different ones, and my husband and I went online and purchased plant tags with fun names on it. So, like, we came up with the names for our plants. So there's one that has these weird spines, so we call it Edward Pokey Swizzle Hands. So we just fake named, I think, 80% of the plants in our yard.
And what about events? I mean, this is I came actually to a wedding here some time ago, and this is just such a special place to consider for having you know, a special event. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, if people are thinking about actually doing an event out here, how do they get in touch with you?
It's very unique. It's very private. It's very intimate. It's very special and memorable. So Carolyn, who does our sales and booking for private events, she's the one to contact, and you can see all that stuff on our website. But we do book a lot of private events. We book a lot of weddings specifically, nights, weekends, and it's a good mainstay for us because it's a way to celebrate something special with Tucsonans.
Yeah, go check out the website again, TohonoChule.org. You can really become part of the story. How long has Tohono O'Toole been around? When did Tohono O'Toole first open its... It's, you know, doors.
So I'll play the technically game. So in the 1930s, this land was here. It changed hands till about the 60s for the Wilson family. The Wilson family gifted in 1985 the land to create Tohono O'Toole Park and become a botanic garden and a not-for-profit. So it's been here, this space and these houses and this land, since the late 30s.
Oh my God.
But Tohono O'Toole Park and Gardens haven't been here since 1885.
Now, I would imagine that in the 1930s, it was...
Vastly different.
Vastly different than it is now. So so there wasn't a Jimmy John's.
No.
I just said the name of a corporate restaurant on my show.
Shame, shame.
I just can't believe that. That actually might be a first-time thing.
Purple hair
now,
for you.
Here come all the texts. Here they come. Anyway, we're going to be doing a little tasting here with you in just a minute or two, but what's the one thing on the menu that you just love the most, do you think? I mean, I love talking to JP about his attitude and his creativity, but is there one thing here that just sort of speaks to you from a culinary perspective?
I think the chili relleno.
How come? And, what is it about?
I think it just feels like a Tucson staple. Yeah. It's the flavor profile, and it's the way they do it. And I actually hear nothing but positive, fantastic reviews about it as well. So I feel confirmed in my decision to name the chili relleno.
And then what about a pairing? Because we're all about the intentional pairings when it comes to a great
margarita,
meal.
Margarita, done.
The
prickly pear margarita. I mean, I like the lemonade when I'm on the clock, and then when I'm off the clock, it transitions to a margarita.
And when are you off the clock?
Never.
Right now?
Bloom night goes till midnight. So
you're not drinking. We're talking to Michelle Armstrong. She's the Director of Marketing and Communications here at a very special place, the Tohono O'Toole Park. Again, the folks that have brought you the Garden Bistro. Get to know Michelle and her team out here. Come on out for Bloom Night.
Yes.
I mean, this is a once a year thing, and it literally only happens one night.
That's correct.
And you've got people out there watching and waiting.
Calling. They've been calling, and, you know, they think we're withholding information, but we're really not. We have to wait till the flower indicates it's going to happen, and then we have to mobilize. And this is probably the first year we've had more time than usual. We usually had like 3 to 4 hours to say it's tonight.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We're pretty lucky this year.
How many people you figure are going to be out here tonight?
Easily 2,500.
2,500 people?
Absolutely.
Wow.
But it's a six-hour time frame. You have 6 p.m. to midnight. You have the people who want to be there right at 6. You have the mid-range, and then you have the people who want to be out under the stars at night with the luminarias on the trail and their flashlights. And
beautiful.
Yeah.
As we said earlier in the broadcast, Karen and I, we don't want to leave.
Really? It's a Tucson original.
It really is. It absolutely is. Anyway, well, the time has come to see if one of our listeners would like to get a chance at winning a gift certificate to experience Tohono O'Chul Garden Bistro for themselves. Now, have you thought about a fun question to ask our listeners today?
I have, because we actually get people asking it a lot, so I figured maybe this could, A, be educational, but, B, be a stumper.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
So what does Tohono O'Chul mean?
Oh, great question.
I don't know.
What does Tohono O'Chul mean?
What
does it translate to? Okay, if you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate to experience the Garden Bistro for themselves. And we're going to take a quick commercial break right now, thank a couple sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be rolling up our sleeves and finding out a little bit more about what the food looks like here by doing a little tasting. What do you say?
Fantastic.
We are right back with you in just 2 minutes. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell, broadcasting live from the Garden Bistro at the Tohono O'Chul Park. You know what? Wherever I go from week to week, every Saturday, wherever we're doing a broadcast, I always sort of look around the room, and there's always a celebrity there. And I swear, like, right we're doing the show, and I look over, and sitting over there enjoying a lovely craft beer, it looks like, is Morgan Puffenbarger, the food and beverage director at the Westward Look Resort. Morgan says, you know what? I love coming over here. It's right down the street. Anyway, Morgan Puffenbarger, talk about great properties Karen's old on the Westward Look Resort. Again, another Tucson treasure, right?
Absolutely.
Just beautiful. Anyway, I also want to take a couple of minutes to thank some of our sponsors, because without these guys doing the hard work in the community, this show simply would not come to you every Saturday at 5 o'clock. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Air, Jerry's Cigars, Tucson Grill Cleaning, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Tucson Originals, and, of course, Russell Public Communications. Thank you to all of those people. Show them that you love them and give them your business, because they work hard to earn it. We are back here with Karen Zolden from Circle of Food. Things are looking bright and floral and brilliant now that the food has arrived.
Summery.
So we're going to experience the seasonal inspiration. Talk about what chefs do from season to season. They change things in and out. They really source and showcase the season at the center of the plate. Michelle Armstrong, marketing director here at Tohono O'Chul Park, thought that this is a great example of what we're talking about.
Yeah, what better to beat 117-degree weather than with a nice, fresh, crisp salad?
So what kind of salad are we looking at here,
this
Michelle?
This is the rocket and melon salad. It's a lunch feature, but it's available obviously on Sunday as well for the brunch. But what's really nice about it is the feta, you have the sunflower seeds, you have the crisp of the watermelon, green apple, mandarin orange, and then it's an actually house-infused vinaigrette with white cherry.
White cherry vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's different. It's not citrusy and necessarily zesty with that, but it's a different kind of nice flavor.
All right. I'm going in.
Mmm. Just beautiful. Now, Karen, you have to talk because my mouth is full. There's a symphony of flavors in that salad.
Like a flight of the bumblebee.
I mean, there it is. Everything comes back to the bees on this show. And it's thoughtfully plated, too, because, you know, we always look for, you know, food has to taste good mm-hmm. to earn that memorable moment. But food has to look good and to get and sort of this overall sensation. It plays beautiful, bountiful colors coming off this plate. And again, this is a great example of what about the garden is all about.
Well, and we started an ethnobotany garden a couple years ago with through the PAWS project, where they harvest our loquats and they use that in the they use that in the bistro. So we also try to see what we can do. We understand that you have to also be able to provide for a restaurant that, you know, has to pump out product for the guests. But when we can, we provide food for them.
Mm, just beautiful. The textural differences in this salad, Karen, is something that is also speaking to me as well, right?
Absolutely. I have my mouth full.
I did that on purpose. Yeah. Right. I asked you the question while you were still enjoying. And I love the cherry vinaigrette because it's just a little suggestion of sweet, right? So it's not overwhelming. It's not this puckery sort of experience. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of a kiss on the back with that cherry. And I think it's a gorgeous, gorgeous plate. Now, that's got to be one of the most.
Oh, absolutely. It's been very popular. And like you said, people had featured it on a different Facebook page on our own, raving about it. So that's
seriously
super positive.
That's right. And people should go to Tucson. I think it's called Tucson Eats and Drinks. Mm-hmm. Basically, they invite you, if you're out having a great meal, take a picture of it, post it up there. They always want to know what's hot, what's fun, what's fresh. Yeah. And just a few days ago, I came across someone who posted a picture, several pictures, in fact, of her experience out here at the Garden Bistro. And then I was sort of intrigued because I've never had this dish before. Now, I would like to have this again.
Well, and I think what's nice is it's not a default to citrus to imply fresh. That it's the flavor profiles that work together are not indicative that you think would work so well.
Right. Now, we talked with Chef about the culinary side of things. You've got a long list of cocktails here on this menu representing, an interesting landscape of style and spirit. Now, I was talking to your general manager here. Is it Stacy?
Yes.
She was talking about a cucumber Bloody Mary, Karen? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Was it an effing cucumber?
It's an effing cucumber
Bloody
Mary.
Watch your mouth, Michelle Armstrong.
Whoever thought that, I was brilliant. Just marketing to marketing, that's a great one.
Of course. Talk about that, because that sounds fun to bring in some notes of cucumber into that otherwise robust kind of beverage.
Well, and that's what's nice when, since we close at 5, we kind of offer cocktails a little bit early, and especially on brunch, they're particularly popular. But especially with summer, that they partner with different kinds of alcohol, and they mix it to make it light and fresh to accommodate the season.
You open for breakfast at 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Can you have the effing cucumber Bloody Mary at 8 a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure, but I don't see why not.
People that listen to this show like to have a cocktail with breakfast.
Yeah, I do, too.
when I'm not
working, I do, too.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we got the traditional mojito. Mm-hmm. We got the Patron margarita. You said you had to have that margarita paired up with that Rieno.
Yeah, and the prickly. I just like the prickly pear additional component of it. Right. Sherry's prickly pear syrup. We use hers. She's fantastic.
Oh, Sherry's Desert Harvest.
Yep.
That's where Matt Montgomery at Three Wells gets his. Mm-hmm. I think he buys them in like 2,000-pound batches or something like that.
Yeah. It's impressive.
That's a lot of prickly pear.
It's impressive.
Anyway, we're talking to Michelle Armstrong. She's the marketing director at Tohono O'Toole Park. We're just coming up close to the end of the broadcast. Now, you're going to be here all night at Bloom Night. Now, people are going to be coming out here by the thousands.
Yes.
What are your suggestions for parking?
We do have a decent amount of parking.
Okay.
People can also park in the Whole Foods shopping center. Sorry, Whole Foods. And we'll walk on over and cross the street and then come on down that way.
Okay. And again, that starts, is it right when the sun goes?
6 p.m.
Oh, 6 p.m.
Right after this till midnight.
Oh, my goodness. So this is just a little break for you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I saw Chef running out there right after his segment. Is he going to be, he's going to be doing some fun food out there
as
well? Yeah,
they do food, and that's what was nice. He was able to do this and go out and do that. But they do concessions, and we're doing dinner here, which isn't a mainstay for us, but last seating's at 7, so you can come down, get something to eat, and then go along the grounds and check out the Pinio Sirius Greggii.
Oh, there it is. I couldn't have said that myself if I tried.
Yeah. Well, that's
anyway,
impressive.
Michelle Armstrong, hours of operation again for the Tohono O'Toole Park.
Okay, park 8 to 5. Every day.
There it is.
There's just special days like Christmas and New Year's Day that obviously we observe and we're closed. But majority of the time, 8 to 5 daily.
And all the information is at TohonoChule.org.
Absolutely.
Michelle Armstrong, thank you so much for letting us hang out here for this delicious broadcast. Thanks to you and your team for everything you do.
Thank you.
And Karen Zolden from Circle of Food. Again, circleoffood.com. Com. She's, again, one of the people that has their palate on the pulse of the local food and beverage scene. Again, she's got some event coming up again. What's the date of the event?
June 25th.
June 25th from 4 to 7 at the shelter. If you are a supporter of the Greyhound community, come out there. Big numbers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, yes. CircleOfFood.com. What's the one thing that you're going to be looking at writing about next week, do you think?
Probably bees.
Yeah.
I'm going to write about the party.
Yeah, of course.
And this fabulous salad.
Okay. Parties, bees, and salads.
I'm a salad queen.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're in good company, and you're at a good place, because this salad is of royalty proportion. Anyway, thank you so much, Karen. Always so much fun hanging out with you. We need to get a cocktail sometime, the two of us.
Absolutely.
Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Karen Zolden reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers. We'll see you at Tohono O'Toole.